get up. Stand on your feet. I have appeared to you to appoint you as a servant and as a witness of what you have seen of me and what I will show you. That's in Acts chapter 26, verse 16, our scripture for today.
Father, I know that you have appointed me just as surely as you did Paul to be a servant and a witness of Jesus Christ. You've called me to preach the gospel just as surely as you did the disciples of old. Strengthen me, Lord, and let me speak the words of life boldly to all who need to hear it. Amen.
Have you ever wondered why you were here in this world? At the moment we accept Jesus Christ as our Savior and begin our new life as Christians, we have a responsibility, just like Paul's Damascus Road experience. Jesus appoints us as servants. Notice our humble titles. He doesn't put us in positions to lord over others. He appoints us as witnesses to all we know of Him. Are you living up to that appointment? You don't have to be a pastor, a preacher, an evangelist, a teacher, a missionary. But you do have to tell others of Jesus and His love for you.
Today's action. Tell someone today something wonderful about Jesus. Today's treasure is found in the book of Jeremiah, chapter 49, verse 39. But it shall come to pass in the latter days that I will bring back the captives of Elam, says the Lord.
It only takes one match to start a forest fire. It only takes a few words of kindness and love to possibly save your neighbor. Remember, my friends, it's not up to you to do the convicting. It's up to you just to do the loving and the speaking. And the word is witnessing.